Boker Tov, Haverim. Good morning, friends. Welcome to our morning lesson. My name is Jesse. I represent New York 3. We are joined by Kabu 7 today in our lesson preparation. I came to Israel for the first time for this Congress. And even though it's my first time here, it feels like home. Because we are one family. And we need to help each other. And we need to remember that we're all together. All the friends on the screen, all the friends at the tables, all the friends listening with one ear. We're all one family. We're all together. So I hope in this lesson we feel as one. Thank you.
Hi, friends. I'm David from Kabu 7. My friends, they asked me to write an inspirational speech for today. They said I could say whatever I wanted for 1 minute and 30 seconds. Wow, I'm surprised they trusted me. I really hope that I don't mess this up. What an amazing opportunity. Did you notice that we're all wearing white shirts? This is the only white shirt that I own, and it says Kabu on it. I love this shirt. It reminds me of my friends and what we're doing here. In May of 2020, I received this certificate saying that I finished the first semester of Kabu. It was signed by Jalad Shear and Zohar and even Dr. Michael Lightman. I have photos of the friends from all around the world in my house. Here's Lyndon and even Leo. Every year I meet more and more friends, and I realize it's going to be beautiful to meet them all. What we are doing here is growing and growing more and more. I heard that this last convention we were like 6,000 friends. Here's Rono and Seth, even Tom. We're working here on love of others. Let's be grateful that we have this society. Let's be grateful and proud. Together, let us experience the embrace of this singular love encircling and uniting us as one. L'chaim.
נקרא קטע מקור אומר הרבש.
We're going to read an excerpt from רבש.
תמיד על המשמר.
You must always stand guard all day and all night. When you feel a state of day or feel a state of night. We say to the Creator, yours is the day and yours is also the night. Thus the night too, meaning the darkness of the night, comes from the Creator to man's favor too. As it is written, day to day utters speech, and night to night express knowledge. It follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, when you mount the candles, by that you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us. We'll read it again. You must always stand guard all day and all night, meaning when you feel a state of day or feel a state of night. We say to the Creator, yours is the day, and yours is also the night. Thus the night too, meaning the darkness of the night, comes from the Creator to man's favor too. As it is written, day to day utters speech, and night to night expresses knowledge. It follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, when you mount the candles, by that you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
Active workshop number one. How do we awaken the hearts of the friends until we feel the Creator's love between us? Again, active workshop number one. How do we awaken the hearts of the friends until we feel the Creator's love between us?
I think we just had a beautiful example of friends, awakening friends, because they spoke from the heart. And we are connected in the heart. And when friends speak from the heart, it doesn't matter so much what are the words, but when they speak from the heart, everyone feels like it belongs to him. It's like in this special place where we are truly one man and one heart.
Yeah, this one man, one heart is so important. The importance of the friends, like it's just been shown by this American friend. It was really amazing how he showed his friends and that they were an example for him. And the only thing we can do is be an example and take care of the hearts of the friends, responsible for them totally, and always work in our food together. That's my responsibility, to open the hearts of the friends.
This has to be our constant aim, that our whole lives are dedicated to our friends, to their spirituality, to making sure that they're alive. So every state that we go through, we have to hold on all the time. We have to always tie ourselves to our sources, to our group, to our society, to the Creator. And we'll succeed that way.
Being being an example in the help of my friends to be able to connect. So I need to facilitate this. Everything I do should be aimed to for a higher level of connection between them, and show them compassion, make them feel included always, and make them feel that you really care, and be an example in that.
And pray for each other constantly, without any stop, and just throughout the whole day, try to think about the friends more and more.
Yeah, and always it's like listening to each other, listening to opportunities coming from the friends to be able to bestow to them. Just like the left and right arm, they're not necessarily connected together, but they are part of the same body. They can be synchronized, and that's it. Knowing that we are connected from above, and that all of our actions can be beneficial to others, can simply direct our aim, direct our yearning.
Yes, exactly. We are one body. From down to up, we need to ask the Creator to help us to become as one. But we can show the friends what the friend already said. We need to be an example by opening our heart, by trying to opening our heart, and create this very special environment where we are surrounded by this blanket of special love, as is accustomed to friends.
It's so important to open the hearts, to help each other, to have the confidence. To have the confidence of opening the heart so that you can receive all the desires of the friends.
We'll read a second source excerpt from Bala Sulam. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah incessantly, and the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. Let's read it again. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah incessantly. And the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain.
Active workshop number 2. How do we create arvut between us in the lesson, starting right now? Again, active workshop number 2. How do we create arvut between us in the lesson, starting right now?
We go out to that field, which is that place that we...
There's no special switch to flip or button to press, but as soon as we remember that we're here with the friends in the lesson, because sometimes our thoughts let us go elsewhere, or we allow them, or whatever, we have to hold on to this connection all the time, and forcefully so.
Yeah, our food is bestowal, and it's not that we can give each other this. It's given by the Creator. But we can create a deficiency for that. And and ask him to grant us this, because we want it so much.
Yeah, we renew Karut every day because Creator is giving us states, new states every day as well. So we try to be in everything possible to help each other.
Yeah, he also opens for us the channel of communication. And then we can ask, you know, the light flows through our teacher, the light flows through the friends with their questions, so that the understanding comes to us. And so we want to pass it on to the friends, and this is our power. We just keep asking.
Yeah, we can only build the deficiency because out of love, because we want the friends to succeed, because they are the most important parts in our life. They are parts of our soul. So we need to contemplate why we are here, why we are in this special time, with the special Rav, with the special books, and the very special friends.
Yes, it's all about helping the friends, bestowing to the friends, and giving them the power to bestow. That's what we need to take care of, and we do this mutually. It's mutual care, mutual responsibility that we try to awaken in the ten, so that we can really work together. But it's my responsibility, main responsibility, to take care that we all work mutually and are an example, and that from there on we build the vessel of bestowal, where we want to bestow to each other.
And he's helping us. He brought us here all together. And we just need to keep turning to him together.
Yeah, the side that we wanted, and concentrate our thoughts on that we want to be connected together all the time and keep each other up towards the goal. This is our duty the whole day.
And if you still don't get it, we ask for it from the Creator.
Yeah, because you know, we're in the hand of the good force, and there's nothing to fear. Just always giving us opportunities to bestow. Just have to remember this. And
the prayer of the friends. We praise you, dear Creator. There is none else besides you. Let us feel that you can provide each and everything that we need in our connection. We ask you to hear the prayers of all the friends and help us draw closer between us and you. You are part of us and we are part of you. We ask you to reveal your greatness to the friends.